Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
Happy Friday to you. And on today's show, the most famous intersection on the planet, Portage in Maine, opens to pedestrians at 10:30 this morning. Oh, it's also the coldest place on the planet. Not this time of year, though. A Dukes of Hazzard cast member has passed away. Brad Pitt is driving race cars this weekend, but will he do Dukes of Hazzard jumps? There's nothing like a Dukes of Hazzard jump. I love that. He's got a new movie opening this weekend. We'll take a look. And, of course, everyone's talking about the Bezos wedding because it is worth a lot of money. $50,000 per person. Gary LaVox, the lead singer of Rascal Flatts, in concert at Skydancer on July the 12th. Someone is going to be going for free. This afternoon, as I'd mentioned, I'm going to be over at Headley's Health Hut from 1 till 3. Actually, this morning it gets underway. Their Customer Appreciation Day, and that's at 1314 Richmond Avenue. Demos, snacks, giveaways. It's a beach party. The Customer Appreciation Beach Party, up to 20% off store-wide. If you've yet to check out their new store, they recently moved from the Shoppers Mall to Richmond Avenue. Come by for a visit today. If you happen to get hit by hail, remember Auto Fashion can help you out with that. They do all kinds of good stuff. Same thing if you're way too busy to get that car cleaned. Just give them a call. Leave your car with them. Pick them up at the end of the day, and it's going to be like a new car. AutoFashion.ca for a complete list of services. They'll find them at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet. And as I was getting my daughter Libby ready for Country Fest yesterday, of course, I'm loading her up with some stuff from Kuiper's Family Bakery. I come in and say, I got some monster cookies for you to take with you up the Dauphin. Oh my God, my friends have brought monster cookies too. It's like, wow, with 20-something-year-old girls, the hottest thing next to the country music and, of course, the visit to the liquor store is a visit to Kuiper's Family Bakery. Hot dog, hamburger buns, of course. The monster cookies and cinnamon buns for breakfast. Quick and easy. Sure, they're a little sticky, but they're very delicious. 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner, beside Tasty's. 1979, I was in Mrs. Lewandowski's kindergarten class. I had a towel that we would put down midway through the day for nap time. I can still see the colors on it. It was almost like a rainbow. I'd lay that thing out as my favorite time of the day, nap time. It was the class I was the best at. Ready, set, nap. Remember when kindergarten had nap time? Later do we realize it was a chance for the kindergarten teacher not to go completely insane looking after all these children. Oh, kindergarten, it was fun. Good times. I had a Star Wars lunchbox. They're closing Portage and Main, and they're going to build an underground tunnel and close it off. This will open at 10:30 this morning.
Los Angeles has Hollywood and Vine, New York has Times Square, and Winnipeg has Portage and Main. At least the motorists in Winnipeg have Portage and Main, because soon the pedestrians won't. Thanks to urban development, the people who walk through Winnipeg are about to lose one of life's great privileges, crossing the street at Portage and Main and surviving the weather.
Corner Portage and Main, coldest spot in Winnipeg.
More than that, just about everybody says the intersection of Portage Avenue and Main Street is the windiest and coldest in Canada. That may not be true. Surely there's a colder place in the Arctic somewhere, but it's close enough to the truth.
Yeah, it's Mars.
One of the most famous crossroads in the country. The intersection was actually established in 1863. You will notice many people have learned the Portage and Main technique. The quicker you can get across, the less chance you will freeze to death before you reach the other side.
And you'd also say, motherfucker! Got you! What else would you scream in the cold trying to run across Portage and Main? That wind is awful. Now, summertime's going to be awesome. It's going to be brutal. I'm not sure why this is happening.
Today, an historic event. The city opened a $7 million underground walkway, which includes some stores, and to the great relief of Winnipeg pedestrians, a heating system. Eventually, many downtown buildings will be connected by a series of underground concourses and above-ground skywalks. Shortly after the official opening, fighting the bitter wind above ground seemed to be a hard habit to break for many people.
How come you're going to walk across the street instead of using the underground walkway?
Because I don't know how to get to it just yet.
Right.
And this is faster.
Well, I didn't know where the entrance was.
Oh, it's just over there.
Okay, I'll take a chance and go through it.
You think it's a good idea, is it?
Oh, yeah, so if I could find it, it's better than walking in the cold.
But it's got to work good because it's just freezing out here. Got to run, got to get inside.
I got to go.
I didn't know it was open.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's right behind you there.
Oh, it's kind of far. I think I'll just run across.
Later, there will be no choice for Winnipeggers. The crosswalks will be abolished, and pedestrians who want to get to the other side will have to go underground. After 116 years, the city has finally decided that Portage and Main is fine for cars, but it's no fit place for human beings. Terry Matty, CBC News, Winnipeg.
And that's the news for Friday, February 23rd, for the National...
February the 23rd, 1979. Now, after 40-some-odd years, it will open up again. And I don't know what they're going to do with that concourse. I think they're going to maybe fill it with concrete and fill it. $7 million wasted. And it was a noble plan back in 1979 to connect all those buildings because we literally live on Mars. There's 6 months of the year where this part of the world, there's a reason that we are having a hard time attracting people to this part of the world. The other part of the world is warm and they go, hey, that looks like a great place in July. What's January like? It's just like this. Uh-huh, come on, yeah. Tax incentives, lower maintenance, lower fuel costs, and a great lineup of EVs for you to test drive over the summer. Westman's number one EV dealership is Murray GM in Brandon. Applaw Office, if you're buying or selling real estate, please remember our friends at Applaw Office. They'll also help you with corporate restructuring. They're doing a lot of wills. At 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. God, if you love Oreo cookies, and who doesn't, you have got to get one of these in you. Chances are you have already. But you know what? Maybe it's Friday. It's a chance to treat yourself. Get another one. And at the same time, pick up that beautiful new sandwich they've got, the Supreme Stack, which comes with beef and bacon, seasoned steak, double smoked bacon, caramelized onions, cheeses, creamy peppercorn sauce served on a potato bun. They've got 10 area locations in Brandon, Verdun, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Moosomin. Hey, thank you so much to everybody who entered to win tickets to see Gary LaVox, lead singer of Rascal Flatts. This show is July 12th at the Skydancer Casino, just 90 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt. The magical musical Sombrero is here. We're going to do a draw. We asked you, what's your favorite Rascal Flatts song is as entry to win the contest. Congratulations to Dana. I have to go in and look to see what Dana had told us. about Gary LaVox. Again, this is going to be a great show. We're hoping to live stream from the ticket pickup party before this show on July the 12th at the Skydancer. This guy has the voice of an angel, dare I say. I'm pretty confident in my masculinity, but this guy gives you goosebumps. This guy, his voice gives you, speaking of country music. July the 12th, gates open at 7, show is at 9. It's an outdoor concert, beer gardens, tickets are $70. They will jump now to $75. That's US. So that'll be about $100 a ticket to see Gary LaVox. So a pair of tickets goes to Dana R via DM. And guess what? I've got another pair next week. Actually, since it's 3 weeks to the show, the next 3 weeks we'll have tickets to see Gary. If you're feeling disappointed, if you didn't win, there will be more. SkydancerCasino.com. Jeff Bezos is getting married this weekend to Lauren Sanchez. MJ says, tell me she didn't marry for money. It's being reported that the nuptials had a price tag of $50,000 US per person, putting the total cost well into the millions. This is going to be the biggest and most exclusive wedding of the year. Us Weekly magazine is saying that there'll be some notable names on the guest list, including Kim Kardashian and Tom Brady amongst some of the guests. Here is the beautiful couple. They had their rehearsal dinner yesterday, and there's some storms that moved through the area, so it was just a little messy, not exactly perfect. You know, money can buy you a lot of things, but it cannot buy you good weather. So the Jeff Bezos wedding apparently is going to cost in the neighborhood of $50 million. This one was a pricey affair, no pun intended. I can't remember who these two were. What a disaster this wedding was, or this marriage. This one cost $48 million at the time. What year was it? 1981. Princess Diana and Prince Charles, it cost $48 million. So in today's money, that would probably be closer to like $80 million. Not to be outdone is his son, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. They got married in 2018 at an estimated price tag of $45 million. They got married and then left town. They bolted. We're out of here. See ya. And now, apparently, he doesn't talk to dad. Dad doesn't talk to him. That's kind of sad. Oh, look at this. And I find it rather interesting that it's all the royal family. And, you know, we're apparently royal subjects in Canada. And with Canada Day coming next week, I really think that we should get the royal family to relocate to Canada just to get the true Canadian experience. I think we change their names. This is Bruce and Michelle. Bruce and Michelle live in an apartment in Burlington, Ontario, and we give them a couple of entry-level jobs, and we let them drive their Hyundai Sonata to work, and we let them know, we show them what life in Canada in 2025 is like. How long do you think they would last? I'm just kidding. We're all living like royalty in Canada anyway. What am I talking about? Aren't we? Aren't we all living like royalty? How much was their wedding? $33 million. Well, see, they cheaped out. Harry got the more expensive wedding. It's probably because of Meghan. Meghan wanted the super expensive wedding. Who are these two? This is legitimately. Oh, Michael Jordan and Yvette Prieto. $14 million on their wedding. There's a little bit of a height difference there. Well, I mean, he's a basketball player. It stands to reason. So aside from the royal family, it is a basketball player that holds the prestigious award of one of the most expensive celebrity weddings, followed by the Kardashians. Oh, I recognize Kim and Chris Humphries. They just celebrated their 20th wedding anniversary, I think. No, their wedding, I don't even think, lasted 20 days. Nope, 72 days. How can you get married? I'm not looking down at anybody that goes through a divorce. Divorce is just part of living life in a modern society. And it's sad regardless of how long you've been married. You know, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. Usually it's years, 2 years even. Okay, 72 days? I've had hangovers that have lasted longer than 72 days. This is insane. And they spent $10 million on this wedding. Sometimes I don't understand the world of which we live. Okay, George Clooney is a bona fide movie star, and his wife is like a celebrated lawyer of probably the most magnificent proportions. She is highly successful. I mean, she's really got everything. She is a lawyer. She's got money. She's got brains. She's beautiful. Holy cow. They could afford it. They too got married in Venice. I guess that's the place to get married. And it cost about $5 million for their wedding. A George Clooney wedding, $5 million. That doesn't seem jaw dropping to me. The royal ones are the worst ones, I think. That's why everybody wants to watch them. Oh, this is Sofia Vergara. Oh, yes. Sofia Vergara. What's her husband's name? And Joe Manganiello. They got divorced, but they got married in 2015 at a cost of $3 to $4 million for their wedding. Hey, celebrities have all this money. Why not spend it on a good wedding? So those are the most expensive celebrity weddings, I guess. Sofia Vergara, George Clooney, Kim Kardashian, and Michael Jordan, and then the rest are royals. And this weekend, this will be in the news all over the place. There'll probably be pictures and video in your newsfeed.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers. But that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the winter's bestseller pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
There's supposed to be a Hawaiian luau at the Elkhorn Resort on the 5th of July. We've been talking about this for a while. That event has been moved. An unforeseen event in Onanul means that, I'm not sure what's happening in Onanul, but there's another event that day. And so they're going to move it to August. So the new date for the Hawaiian Luau party is August the 30th. So this will be a fun way to close out summer. However, if you did purchase tickets, I would assume that those tickets will be valid for the August the 30th show. And if you've purchased tickets and August 30th doesn't work for you, please get in touch with the Elkhorn Resort and they'll make arrangements to help you out with that. 848-2802. And at Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue. Again, just for today, save the tax. It's a two-day sale that started yesterday. Save the tax on select appliances and electronics. So if you are looking for a washer, dryer, fridge, stove, big screen TV, something like that, now would be the time because you save the tax. 3.99% at Sunrise Credit Union. If you're ready to hit the road this summer with some new wheels, see our friends at Sunrise Credit Union or visit them online at sunrisecu.mb.ca. At Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here. Would you like some free groceries? Would you like some free money? Find your summer sweepstakes are on at Co-op. For every $50 spent at the Co-op gas bars, food stores, or home centers, that gets you an entry. Upload your receipt online to enter. You get bonus entries with select products and hidden codes in the store. There's a $50,000 grand prize. Free groceries or gas for a year. Free big cool slushies for a year. Power tools and more. Just visit your local co-ops and you can walk away with $50,000 and free groceries for a year. I don't know. 50 grand or free groceries for a year. Those are some pretty awesome prizes. And Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. Fast, trusted service while giving back to the community. Because every time you get your oil change, they make a donation to Samaritan House, Bear Clan, and Helping Hands while you wait. North Korea has built a resort and theme park. Could it be the next travel hotspot? I mean, listen, there are people that are concerned about what's happening in the United States. I mean, hey, seems to be okay. People are traveling to the U.S. okay. Maybe North Korea will be okay too. Look at the water slides. I'm telling you, this place looks pretty amazing. So what's the deal here? According to the North Korea state media outlet KCNA, the resort, that's what it's called, can accommodate 20,000 people at once. 20,000 people on this beach with a 2.5-mile long beach, hotel, restaurant, shopping, water park. They want domestic travelers, but they also want foreigners to come and visit. And apparently Russians are the first ones in.
Kim Jong-un is unveiling a new beach resort for up to 20,000 people. But who is going to visit? You can see Kim here cutting the ribbon himself. Fireworks, high-rise hotels, a giant seaside celebration. This is a huge contrast to the military parades and reports of human rights abuses made by North Korean defectors and international human rights groups for decades. So let's talk about the larger picture of what's going on here. This could be one of the most secretive countries on Earth making a big foray into tourism. In fact, Kim has indicated that himself in this grand opening speech. As far as we know, beginning July 1st, this is only open to North Koreans. But Russia's ambassador was at the ceremony, and Russian tourists were the first international visitors allowed into North Korea after COVID. So we're watching to see, especially as train service between Moscow and Pyongyang just started again, could the next stop on a Russia to North Korean itinerary be this beach?
And you know what? It's not like Canadians haven't been allowed in there. We have been allowed to go to North Korea, but they open it, close it, kind of at the whim of the dictator, right? I mean, they have a dictator running the country. But did you see some of the pictures there? Holy cow. North Korea's got a resort. So what'd you do on your vacation? I went to spend some time with a dictator. Ooh, that sounds like fun. Suites, private saunas, jacuzzi, billiards, restaurants, water parks, three of them, complete with flow rider, surf pools, marina, arcade, theater, amphitheater, aquarium, sports and rec facilities, shopping and dining venues. There's also beauty salons, bodyboard rentals. God, they are really going all out. What about booze? Can you drink over there? What about booze? Can you drink in North Korea? I don't know. I don't think you can. Mandatory fun. You will laugh. You will laugh. Oh, they do have booze. They serve local beer. It's called Sashu. And they will be importing beer, such as Chivas Regal and local microbrews. Bars in the hotels offer imported spirits and karaoke rooms where drinks are served. You'd need drinks with karaoke. The more you drink, the better everyone sounds. Facilities cater to foreign guests. Beer is available with foreign currency in hotels. And alcohol can be bought to consume in your room if you like. Technically, Canadians can visit North Korea. The Americans are banned. Canadians are not. However, the government of Canada strictly recommends no travel. There's a water slide. If you do decide to vacation in North Korea, you will be assigned government minders who will accompany you. You get, they're not butlers. They just get to, I consider them tour guides. Now they're going to watch everything you do once you leave your room. You can't explore alone, talk freely with locals, or use your camera. That's my definition of a holiday. In other words, you get to disconnect. You will also be asked to hand over your phone so that they can check pictures and social media. Well, they're doing that in America. So North Korea, what the hell? Breaking even minor rules like taking a picture, laughing at a statue, or bringing in any religious materials could result in prison. And if you do get in trouble, the Canadian embassy has said, we will not help you. Sweden represents Canadian interests, but help is very limited. Everything you see is curated to show off the regime. If you are going to be allowed to take pictures, the government is going to want to see them before you post anything. However, AI is telling me, although Canadians can go, they absolutely shouldn't, unless they fully accept the risks and the ethical implications. Hey, that's it for our shows this week. Thanks for a great week, you guys. Have an awesome weekend. We shall see you again on Monday, getting ready for Canada Day. Have a good weekend, you guys.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.